The spike in housing prices and people looking to move to Long Island City surely included Eric Benon. He's lived there for 12 years and runs a real estate brokerage firm responsible for the marketing of Skyline Tower, which is still under construction. But that hasn't stopped open houses from surging 400% since Amazon said it was coming to Queens. And Skyline Tower is across the street from where Amazon had planned HQ2. Benon presents himself as both a CEO and an ambassador for Long Island City who wanted to see the community continue to grow.
Sat not just as a Long Island City citizen or a Queens native, but also as a New Yorker.
He's sad, not for his business. He says he'll make out just fine. But for the people of the Queensbridge public housing development, he says they were ready to take advantage of the 25,000 jobs Amazon offered and restaurant owners who were looking forward to more business. I asked Benon about the other side, the politicians who said Amazon would be an invader of the community, getting $3 billion in incentives.
Some of the naysayers are chanting, let's use the $3 billion for this. Let's chance it to lose $3 billion for that. There's no $3 billion. Those $3 billion was a deduction on what they were paying.
And Benon says New York City just lost $900 million a year in tax revenue. Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.